Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Freezing, it's 22 degrees. I've got both air handlers running in this home today. It's going down to 9 or something ridiculous like that.
Ouch.
But you know what? I will survive.
Yes, you will. There is a cold front around the East Coast all the way up and down.
I know it. You know what? We had 2 days
that
were like spring. This past, we had 2 days that were like spring. Unbelievable. People are out there with shorts and short sleeve shirts on their rollerblades. Are you? Yes. And then the following day, this. Okay, really? You can't make that stuff up. Anyway.
No.
Well, we've got a really interesting chart tonight, don't you think? We've got that parade of energy that's already in Capricorn and lining up even stronger on the new moon coming up on the 16th.
Absolutely. You know, we have 10 planets in a chart, and 6 of them on this new moon are going to be in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually,
that's
7.
That's a lot of Capricorn energy. That's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually have 7. We've got Saturn, Mercury, Pluto, Sun, Moon, Venus, right? No, you're right. It's 6. New glasses.
Give me this. I think you're looking at the vertex because in the mix of the middle of that is the vertex. So, hey.
Yeah, that's right.
In that powerful energy. There you go.
And, you know, it's my chart, as you know, okay, I've got several strong planets in the sign of Cancer, so they're all opposing me. So I have been running up and down and running back and forth, running in all directions right now.
Balancing, rebalancing, moving, not moving. Here, there, and everywhere. All the Cancers are having a lot of fun right now.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot of chaotic energy, you know, it is for them. But the point being is that Cancers are fluid. As long as they flow with what's being presented to them, it works. It's the universe's will against your will is basically the balance here, and the universe wins. So go with
mm-hmm.
the flow, all my little Cancer friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got this quadruple square to Uranus and Aries, too, so I've been telling a lot of people just to be very careful if they're lighting their fireplace, if they're working around machinery, if they're having problems with their computer, if they're taking up some kind of new sport. You know, the new year, people say, oh, I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to start jogging again. I'm going to do this and that. Well, be careful. Just be careful.
Slow and steady wins the race right now. So if you're going to take up jogging again, do a fast walk first. And move up to the jog. Don't try and take it all on at once. That's the square.
Absolutely. And a lot of sudden surprises, too, coming in for people, too. And I want to say some epiphanies about time, energy, and intention management, okay? To be prepared for the unexpected. And, you know, all these planets being Saturnian ruled, it's about really do have a model, really do have a plan. I think it's really going to help you to go get through this cycle unscathed, shall we say.
But also remember at this point in time that Uranus is in conjunct Jupiter. And what that means is that those sudden shifts, those sudden epiphanies are for your benefit. I know they're out of the blue. I mean, it's a quincunx or an inconjunct, whichever one you want to call it, which is
right.
Always been brought to challenge. It makes it an organic challenge to where you kind of have to move or flow or examine it to find the path out of it. But again here, that epiphany or that sudden shift is so purposeful for your greater benefit because it hits that Jupiter, and Mars is conjunct Jupiter right now, so it makes those actions instant and sudden.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your powers of concentration are increased with these Scorpio energies, okay? So if you stay focused, you're safer, okay? And that's the whole idea, is to try and be in the now as much as you can between this new moon and the next, because it is really going to help you to accomplish what you set out to do. And every morning when you wake up, again, attach to yourself, to your day, in a very, very present way, and you'll, again, get through this cycle unscathed.
Absolutely. And I'd like that you impress upon the moment, the day, the period. A lot of people keep trying to look for the future and look at, you know, what's coming up next and prepare for that, what's coming up next. And the universe is saying, no, that's not right right now. Stay present in the now. Stay present in the moment. And that future will be revealed, because what comes after Capricorn? But Aquarius. So then the door will start opening up for us when these planets start transiting into Aquarius to really see the end result of what it is. But right now, stay focused on the present and on the day and on the foundational movements that you can make to go the direction you desire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, our queue is full tonight, and I'm going to ask everyone who's on hold, we're going to try and deal with one specific question so that more people can get read. We want to care for you, and we want to take care of you, but last couple of weeks it's been really hard to get to everyone. We're going to try and get to as many people as we can tonight, and so we just ask for you to help us do that, okay? Are you ready for the first caller?
All righty then, let's go.
Okay. Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is Patricia, January 7th.
Hi.
My birth date is January 7th, 1955.
Have you called in before?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What city were you in on your birthday this year?
Chicago. Well, outside of Chicago.
Oh, so you're close to where you were born.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
I have so many Patricias on here, it's crazy. Okay.
And so did you have one specific question for us tonight?
I was just wondering if you see me moving from my home this year.
Are you planning on moving in your local neighborhood? Or city around you?
If I were to move, it would be in the area. Not right in the area, but
within a 50-mile radius?
Yes, it's these fast changes I know that are happening, and I just don't really want a fast change in residence, but, you know, it might occur.
It's a little dramatic, and yes, Okay. I do think that there is a local change or a local move. In your solar return, you have, first of all, Mercury in Sagittarius, then Saturn in Capricorn, Venus in Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn, of course, and Pluto conjunct your Sun in your third house of your neighborhood, okay, which means mm-hmm. that your neighborhood will be changing. You have old issues from the past since the South Node is in your fourth house this year. You have old issues from the past returning. It may come up dramatically, okay, because of all the Aquarian yeah. energy that's in there, but also the part of fortune is there. So this shift is for your benefit, and you have to look at it, even though it may be dramatic and scary, that it is for your benefit. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I've got 13 Patricias on here, and I can't find her, so I need the birth data.
It's January 7th, 1955, 5:15 p.m.
Okay, January 7th, 1955. Give me the time.
5:15 p.m.
Sorry. 5:15 p.m. where?
Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
So, and since her birthday was just recently, I'm assuming that you live in the Chicago vicinity.
Yes.
Okay. Chicago, Chicago. All right, let's take a quick peek and see what's happening here. All right. I tell you what, I love this chart. I love this chart. I want to look at you for the new moon because that's about new beginnings. And you did say January 7th, right?
Yes.
Wow. Do you travel?
Not much lately.
Do you want to move far, far away?
No.
Okay. Because I really think that wherever you are, it's about a lifestyle change more than it's about a physical move. And
right.
I think you can make that happen. Pluto's already passed over your Sun. And it's right between, it's almost at a midpoint between your Sun and your Mercury. And so because of that, you want to maintain what you've established, but you want to go deeper into your life. Both Jupiter and
mm-hmm.
Mars are sitting on your Saturn. And it's all about your psychic ability and really teaching and learning simultaneously. And whatever you've learned in the past that you think is of value and has a universal outreach to other people, you need to deliver
mm-hmm.
it. It's going to happen
okay.
between now and the 8th of November of this year. And you are such a sentient being. You are so compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you are very professional. So you've got an amazing character here. And I think you're only working on a couple of cylinders, and that's why you've been somewhat discontented.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have you look at your lifestyle before you make a move. And you really need to heal yourself right now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. The new moon, and the lights are sitting right on your Chiron in the seventh house of close personal relationships. So you're going through a yes. healing here, and you're trying to find those people that are there in your life when the rest of the world walks out tomorrow. And Chiron transiting is sitting on your Mars and Pisces in the ninth house. So some of them may be near, but some of them may be far. It may be a time to make a virtual connection with people that have been there for you in the past.
Okay.
And also to get re-involved more in your own psychic ability, your own spiritual gifts. Even if you have to travel to a symposium or a gathering or someplace that gives you some of the healing that you seek so desperately right now. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I'm going to encourage you to reach out and to expand even if you don't move. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I really appreciate
you
it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And keep us posted, okay?
Oh, I sure will. I sure will. Thank you for
your
time.
Many blessings to you, Artie. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Lots going on there.
Whew. Yeah, there's a lot going on in that chart right now.
I know. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 207, you're on the air.
Hello, I spoke to you a few times. You have my chart. This is Dee, and I was born in Aegean, Greece, August 30th, 1961.
Gotcha.
How you doing tonight?
Very good. My question with this new year and this new moon and whatever transits are going on, my question is about income. I'm on a limited income, but I have a chance of maybe an extra stream of money, and I also have someone who owes me money. So my question is about extra money. Do you see anything coming in, any more income?
There you are. And where do you live now?
I'm in Maine.
What city?
I'd rather not say on the air if that's okay.
Can you give me a city that's maybe close?
Okay, I'm close to Holton.
Okay, we'll take a look at
okay.
that. See, when you're looking at a chart, the planet is the verb. The sign it's in is the costume it's wearing. But the house it's in is where the action takes place. And it changes as you move across the globe. And you were born very, very far away from where you live now. And I just want to take a look at that. Jacqueline counts more on the natal, and she's great with that and solar returns and stuff. But for me, I want to take a look at it just so that we can balance the reading. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I have to say, is it that your plan? You have an offer as far as work is concerned? Is that correct?
No, it's an offer of an extra stream of money. It would be on like government money.
Okay. Oh,
more than I'm getting. Yeah.
Perfect. That, because this would be either a government structure or an established corporation that the money would come from. So if it's a government, I would do the work. I would do the effort. It's sitting on your Saturn, okay? The sun is right now. So there's a variable with that as far as the due process is concerned. So it might take a little bit of time is what I'm trying to say to go through that due process. But
okay.
I think it'll work for you. I really do. I think it'll really work for you.
I started trying about a month and a half ago. I started this about a month and a half ago, trying for this.
Okay.
Well, work on it. I think you have a great opportunity to be able to have an additional amount of income from a government structure.
Oh, good.
What do you think,
Odette? I agree. See, about 6 to 7 weeks ago, what happened was Jupiter went into Scorpio, which is all about investing yourself and other people's money.
Okay.
And the Capricorn forces that we have that are in place right now, as we talked about earlier in the show, it is an override. And I so agree with Jacqueline about everything she said. Because Saturn, which rules government, is in Capricorn, which rules government, in your eighth house of, again, hidden money. Okay?
Okay.
And money that's owed you, joint financial resources, all of that. And Saturn is going to be in Capricorn for 2.5 years. But right now, it's in a good place. It's forming some trines and blessing lines to your Sun-Pluto conjunction. Okay?
Okay.
So you're in good shape here. Okay?
Oh, good.
And, yep, so I would ride the train. Mercury's already forming some trines to your moon, and over the next week and a half, it's going to even be stronger. Okay?
Good.
So just ride the wave. Keep the faith. Okay?
Okay.
You're supposed to be going through a time where you can actually feel more independent and much more secure in your home in Maine.
Well, I just moved into an apartment on the 4th of January. This is the first time I've had my own place ever, me and my daughter. So
spectacular.
I'm in
I love it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know about the something with the fifth house and something with my home life this year is supposed to be better, and we moved on the 4th of January.
Okay.
Oh, good. Foundational shift. That is a good foundational
yeah.
shift.
Good.
Well, you keep us posted and keep pushing because, you know, both the sun and the moon are getting ready to move over your Jupiter. Your planet of good fortune and abundance in the ninth house of God watching over you. So keep the faith and know that everything's in divine order and you will be blessed.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you both so much.
All right. Many blessings to you, love. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. As much as the Capricorn planets annoy me, they're helping a lot of other people. Okay.
Oh, I still hear you on that one. I have Saturn in Capricorn, so I hear you on that one, and it's all square in my stuff. So.
I know.
Well,
I
walk a very fine line
right now. Yes. I say to the challenge, yes, I will accept the challenge. So that's how I'm moving forward. Very slowly, as you mentioned earlier tonight.
Very slowly.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Kita. You're speaking with Kita.
Kita, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Okay, I've got you down as January 30, 78, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you still living in Mass?
Are you going to be on your birthday?
I'm going to be in Cambridge, unfortunately. Ugh. Yes.
Oh, what excitement. Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay. Have you ever thought about going on a vacation here and going somewhere else for your birthday, having a little celebration?
Yeah, so that was the thing. Because it's cold, I was thinking about maybe celebrating it in July because it's freezing outside. But I have thought about going on vacation.
Well, your solar return can't be turned to July.
Okay.
But
you can celebrate it in July, right?
Yeah, you can celebrate it every single day that you live because every single day that you live is another day of your birth.
Gotcha.
Mm. However, all I'm saying is I'm suggesting that you go west for your birthday, like a few states west.
Okay.
You can go south.
You like
west.
On the actual day, you mean? Go someplace that's west?
What happens is that the sun returns back to the same exact spot as when you're born every year.
Yeah.
And that's what's called your solar return. What that does is it sets a stamp or an impression of the year of what you're going to be focused on and what you're going to be looking at. And if you're in Cambridge this year, it puts your Sun, Venus, and Mercury all in your 12th house. Your 12th house is your hidden house. So basically what you're doing is you're looking into your spiritual beliefs, you're looking into faith, you're looking into really the vision of the truth of your spirituality and exploring that, which is a lovely thing, okay? However, the downside of having that there is you're your own worst enemy, okay? Because you pick on yourself a little too much, you pick on details a little too much with the 12th house stuff. So it makes you walk a fine line of always looking for the beauty and the optimism in the situation and not blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong, okay? Because you have that potential this year if you stay in Cambridge, okay? Okay. Let me know that. Okay.
So you're saying if I go west to Cambridge.
I mean literally out of the state.
Okay.
Yep. We would have to move you. Let's try Houston.
I was thinking California. So
west. Well, you could go, okay, anywhere west of Houston. If you want to go to California, that would work well, too. That would even be better.
Okay.
That would put your Mars in your 11th house, and that would put your Pluto. If you want your life to shift, go to California. That would do it. I thought Houston would come close, and it did. I want you to go Houston or west. For your birthday, even if it's like Las Vegas, that'll work too, okay? I think that you'll find that it'll be a better lifestyle for you this next year. And I didn't even get to your question, and I'm sorry to say that, but when I see this in a solo return, I like to bring that suggestion to you because you may have a little bit better of an experienced life for the
okay,
year.
So a quick question, though, before I ask about my question. Are you saying if I spend my birthday there, it kind of sets the impression, the tone for the rest of the year, so I can come home,
absolutely.
Right? I'm just going there
and
to spend
absolutely. And it's exactly January 30th this year at 6:32 a.m. is the exact timing that I would like you west of Houston.
West of Houston. Okay.
That's 6:32 her time where she is not in California.
No, that's Houston's time, so it's in between the two.
Okay.
So would Dallas be appropriate? That's west of Houston, yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. Say no more. I need a change. I'm tired of introspect.
You definitely need a change.
Yeah.
If you go to California, you'll get your change, I guarantee you. That puts Pluto in your first house. So the universe will support a total change in your lifestyle.
Within
1 year
if I'm in Dallas, too? I'm sorry?
This affects for a year from this birthday to your next birthday, okay? So what you're doing is you're getting an annual bump, babe, okay?
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So my question was about money and increasing money. And because I know that I have a conjunction in my fifth house. I think it's impacting my fifth house, and I'm money. So I'm kind of like the second caller, I think she asked about money, too.
Hmm.
Now, do you work for yourself or somebody else?
Actually, I just got laid off, but I've been working on a side hustle that's my own thing.
Okay.
So right now I work for myself.
All right. Well, on the new moon, because you have a lineup of four planets in your seventh house of your allies, okay, it may be a time that you need to bring other people into your picture to make more money. Now, you've got a T-square, which means it's going to be a balance beam, so you need to be very selective about who you bring into the project. But out of choosing the appropriate allies, even over the next 30 days, you can see a shift in this. Okay?
Okay.
So allow yourself to – people you know that have integrity on the same page with you, okay, people that you know are going to stand with you and meet the challenges successfully, you can create a great team with your transits on this new moon coming up on the 16th, okay? Now, are
Perfect.
You a good administrator? Are you a good team player?
Yes.
Because that's what
that
I'm seeing.
Say, yes.
I'm seeing that you being a good team player is going to bring you where you want to be financially, and it's going to be a balance beam for a little while. But by the end of April, you're going to see that it worked out perfectly. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Right. You keep us posted on this.
I definitely will.
And many blessings to you, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless. All righty then. pretty amazing, some of the stuff that's going on there. I'm glad you instructed her to make that change, because I so agree with you. Set yourself up for an annual rebirthing. Hello. Perfectly.
Yeah, I was looking at that guy. I got to say something about that. That just doesn't look good at all.
The next one on the queue is restricted, so I don't know what that means. So let's see who's there.
Okay.
I'm getting a restricted number here. Are you there? Hello? Ah. They disappeared. It might have been a spy.
I don't know.
I'll go to the next one.
Maybe.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, thank you. My name is Troy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Troy, have you called in before?
No, I'm new to the show. It's my first time calling.
Oh, lovely. What is your birthday?
I was born 3/16/1993.
And do you know what time you were born?
At 6:04 p.m.
Excellent.
Well, I love those exact birth times.
Yeah.
And what city were you born in?
New Haven, Connecticut.
And do you still live there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Born and raised and doing the game. All right. Okay. All right.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to see what you ladies had to say about the upcoming Saturn transit, where Saturn may be in my house and things like that, you know, just to give me an idea on what to look forward to. I'm a front desk receptionist, and I tutor children.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan. You have that really nice voice. I love your voice, you know, because I'm also clairaudient. Something about your voice, I am sure the children really listen to you, don't they?
Yes, they do. kids are kids, you know, they try to be rebellious, but most of the time they listen.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what's shaking.
There's a lot going on here.
Uh-oh.
All right, girl, go for it.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, you were talking about the Saturn aspect, and I'm going to leave the Saturn aspect up to Aphrodite because I'm going to focus on this Mars-Jupiter connection, okay, that is coming into your Pluto. Major psychological changes are afoot, okay? This is a time for you to live your dream. Neptune is conjunct your Mercury. There's a lot of inspiration and a lot of intuitive ability at this point in time to really feel what the right thing for you is. You have a Mars in Cancer, and this is one of the reasons why you're so good with kids, okay? You just have this wonderful thing with that. But I really think that you really need to expand on opening up your heart's desires and dreams and go for it at this point in time, because there's so much activity and a positive force for you. I'm going to give it over to Aphrodite and see what she has to say about it.
Well, this new moon, which is on January 16th, you have a parade of planets moving through your fourth house. Do you have a lot of family around you, a lot of responsibility?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it is an overload, okay? And you really want to have more personal love with someone where you can just identify with self, okay? And do I think you can handle it? Yes. Do I think that you need to have... You need to be someone's favorite. Do you have someone in your life like that?
I'm sorry?
You need to be someone's favorite.
Oh, favorite.
Are you someone's favorite now? Yes.
No.
Because, see, you need one person to make you the priority. You're so responsible, it's almost to the point that you need to factor yourself back into your life, my friend.
Mm.
Okay? Now, Saturn's only at 3 degrees of Capricorn, and the first planet it's going to hit is at 16, almost 70 degrees, your moon, okay? You have personal, wonderful parenting skills, and you're not afraid to take care of the little children or the elderly, and you have that in your soul. I know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to tell you is that what do you do for play?
All right.
Oh, beautiful. Now, are you published?
Not yet, but I'm definitely, you know, on the road to doing that. You know, I have a couple of
You're set up for that, and you're also set up for public speaking.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because I have a couple of events this week where I'm going to be on stage in front of people, so, you know.
And you're
going to
be stellar. The planets are lining up as your fan club. Go for that.
I am. I'm a rocket.
That's your natural healer. What kind of healing modalities do you use?
Right now, you know, I'm my first client. I'm trying to heal myself from everything I've endured in the past, like 18 months. So, I'm my first client. Like right now, I'm just really getting into my subconscious. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing dreaming.
And as Jacqueline pointed out, you are so close. And it's so there for you. And I think the presentations you have planned are going to bring you to that summit. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Live your dream. This is what I was talking about, is get that message out into the public. Aphrodite was talking about the melodicness of your voice. Make it sing. Poetry comes out of your mouth, okay? Make that inspirational thing. Get out in the public as much as you can. This is really, you're here to inspire others. And I know, okay, and I'm going to say this, you're really heavy on yourself, okay?
Yeah,
don't be so heavy on yourself. You are one of the sweetest, nicest, kindest souls on this earth. However, you have a Virgo rising. So if it doesn't come out perfect, you blame yourself, okay? And with that, you need to knock that off because sometimes you can't control the energy of what's going to happen. And even though it wasn't perfect, it made itself perfect with the flaws, and you have to look at it that way. So quit picking on yourself. You're such an inspiration to this world. It isn't even funny. And get out there and do that public speaking. Live that dream. The universe is supporting you so strongly right now, it isn't even funny.
All right.
When you heal others, you heal yourself. And that's what you're going to find out when you do these engagements. You're going to feel it. You're going to be staying there and saying, oh, my God, I got chills. Yes. Nice.
All right. I definitely appreciate it. And, a quick question. Where is Venus at right now? Or what house is Venus in?
In your fourth house.
Venus is moving. Yeah, it's moving from your fourth house of your home to your fifth house of romance over the next few days.
Okay, all right, interesting.
And so when Venus goes into Aquarius, it's about being the individual that you are and being loved for the individual that you are and your higher self. To them, see more about you than that you're educated and you're handsome and you love kids, but also the part of you that is indestructible, the part of you that's spirit, and that's what you need in your life.
All right. Powerful stuff right there. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, God bless you and keep us posted because inquiring minds want to know.
I will. This is my first time calling, but, you know, I'm going to be a regular. So, you know, just remember me. I'll be back.
I will.
Okay.
We have you on the system now.
Yes,
you're golden.
Toy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
all right.
Here.
All right.
All right. Sweet night. My darling chart. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love that Pisces
one?
Energy like that.
I know.
Okay.
That Pisces energy is so deeply compassionate and unconditionally loving. I mean, he's probably great with pets, too, or small animals, I swear.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Just lovely.
Area code 630, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Is it C-E-Y or C-Y?
C-I.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What's your birthday?
It is 4/14/66.
And what time were you born?
2 p.m. in Chicago.
All right. In Illinois, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Because there's like a Chicago, Nebraska, Wisconsin, so usually when people say Chicago, it's always Illinois. It's,
yep, the real Chicago.
The real Chicago, I like that. Are you in the real Chicago? Yes.
Yeah.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just moved back here after 14 years out west, and I'm kind of like shocked because it's so much more expensive than when I left, and I'm only making $12 an hour, and I'm having problems finding an apartment. Everything's so expensive. I've been sick from the weather for 3 weeks. I don't know if this is the if this was the right move or where I can put down roots. I just feel completely lost.
Why did you go back home?
A DV situation.
Well, there's two things I see right off the bat. Uranus is sitting on your sun in the ninth house. So for you to make a long-distance relocation was probably appropriate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus is going to pass over your Mars over the next 90 days. So you can make this a fit, okay?
Okay.
But there's a lot of hard work involved, and I know that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you been seeing a counselor? Because I think you need a counselor right now.
I was in my previous location, and because I was having like panic attacks sometimes up to 3 times a day, and since I moved back here,
yep,
they've kind of gone. They've kind of gone away, but now they're starting again because I have my animals in boarding, and my cat is like my emotional support animal, and he stops my panic attacks. And where I'm at, I'm in an extended stay hotel, and they're making people leave every 3 weeks. You can only stay for 3 weeks, then you have to leave for a week and come back because they don't want to give anybody tenant rights. So I'm constantly in and out, in and out, in and out, and it just is really insane. It's very Uranian.
That all changes in 2 weeks, okay? And I think even sooner. Mars is going to go into your fourth house of home in Scorpio, okay?
Okay.
You want to invest in a home where you can have your animals. And what it's doing right now, it's already trining your Saturn and your Chiron. Because you need to have your healer cat back, okay?
Yeah.
And the trine is already there, so the angels, the universe knows your intention. Take a deep breath and look again. You only need one pearl, babe, and you're going to find it. And you're probably going to find it before this time next week.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm just starting a new job tomorrow, and then I have an interview for a second job Tuesday for full-time. And so I'm not sure which job I'm going to end up with, but I know that something's going to happen. I just know it.
But you're very psychic right now. What do you think, Jacqueline? I mean, she's got Mars sitting on her south node, for goodness sake. Really.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy? And it's all in the third house. So it's like, you know, again, understand that it takes 13 lunar months to readjust your grid, okay, when you take and make a long-distance move. Even though you're moving back into, and I'm doing the Aphrodite thing now, but it does, okay?
Yes, you are.
I only talk about it when it's in this type of situation. I'm not as, I do the solo return, she does the relogs. We have our strengths, and that's what, usually what it is. But we both know about each other's
stuff,
of course. And here again, it does take those 13 lunar months to readjust and settle back down again, okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with Aphrodite that this was a much needed move that was going to occur no matter what. Okay. And I do agree with Aphrodite that the opportunities are coming up for you.
Okay.
I think that over the next full month, there's going to be shifts and changes that are going to be to your benefit, especially in your work environment.
Okay.
This whole thing is about trusting and having faith. Whether it's being more with your cat or whether it's going to a counselor, I do feel the same as Aphrodite does. You have that eighth house Mercury, which needs counseling sometimes to set it straight a little bit more. And this is
mm-hmm.
the reason why you're having the anxiety attacks. So I do think that you need some kind of support with you over the next few weeks out of the intensity of it. So
mm-hmm.
even if it's just someone that you have a crutch on that you can kind of throw things off at and have a counseling session with that they can change your perspective, I do think you should. The other thing I'm going to tell you is music. Get the right music and listen to it right now.
Absolutely.
You want happy, light music. This
oh
will
God.
Help with the anxiety as well. Remember that. Okay.
Yes, I grew up in a musical household, and I've just been so without it. And, yeah, I just totally need that. It's totally soothing.
It really helps you to calm you down. And
yeah,
you need the support around you right now because this challenge, again, the reason why I say it takes 13 lunar months is you're not there yet. Things are going to change, but then they're going to, you know, then it's going to work again. This is a working year for you. So it's like this up-and-down challenge for this year. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
but
so much.
But you're going to be blessed. Yep. And by the middle of May, you're going to feel like you made all the right choices, my friend.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so exhausted. I'm just, you know, an Aries that wants it. I want it. I know what I want. I want it now. I want it yesterday.
I want it now.
Well, all these Capricorn plants are squaring the heck out of you. They're squaring the heck out of me as a Cancer. I mean, they're opposing me. And I have plants in Libra, so they're squaring those. It's like, really? Well, but you know what? You're meeting the challenge, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
All right, many blessings. Bye-bye. Wow. This line of a plant, boy, I'll tell you what. Some people are feeling it, and some people are like, yay, this is great. And other people are like, oh, my goodness me.
it's one way or the other. Either you're going with the flow and the ride and getting some good stuff out of it, or you're like, oh, depending on what sign you are, depending on which part you're doing.
Absolutely. Okay. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 561-287, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey ladies, happy new year. This is Stacy. How are you? It's been a while.
Hey, great. How are you doing, Stace? Yeah. It's been a while.
I was doing good for a while because I was working a seasonal job that was just part-time, but I was just happy that I was working, you know. And now that ended, you know, and I just want to know how long it will take to find something else. I mean, this, you know, I was happy that I found something. It was like a seasonal part-time thing, you know. It's just, you know, I need full-time. I need something that's going to last longer and something full-time. But I just needed something, so I took that. It was seasonal, and it was good while it lasted. I liked it and everything, but, you know.
You're December 26th, aren't you, Stacy?
Yes.
And where were you on your last birthday?
Home. Delray.
Where were you?
Delray.
At home. Yeah, in Delray.
Delray Beach?
I wasn't really doing anything. Yeah, I wasn't really doing anything much. I just stayed home. It was on a weekday. My birthday was on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And that was the day I was born, on a Tuesday, I think. Yeah.
But it wasn't last Tuesday, right?
It was the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. You know what? I love this Capricorn lineup for you. Oh, my word. Oh. Wow.
What do you see?
to reestablish yourself big time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's overdue, isn't it? I get that, hon. But you know what? It's right mm-hmm. on top of you.
Wow.
What do you see in her solar return chart, Jacqueline?
Oh, you're in the spotlight this year. This is really great. I really like this. Your Mercury is in your 10th house of your career. I agree with Aphrodite, everything Aphrodite said. Things are changing. Things are shifting. And this is your year, okay? Trust the process because you have a Pisces moon that is dead on Chiron this year, okay? So you're being guided by spirit emotionally. Trust that process. Don't get into the negative part. Get into the fun part and the hilarious part and the optimistic part, okay? Because it is moving in your favor. The universe has you this year, and it's going to make some great shifts in your life.
Wow, what month looks good? I mean, even my love life, that's been on hold forever. It's been non-existent.
Well, I think your love life and your work situation are going to be connecting, okay? So I think it's your search for viable employment that's going to bring you to a relationship. So just trust the process right now. Jupiter's not going to get there as quick as I'd like because it's going to retrograde in the spring, but if you just follow your dream, Saturn's sitting right on your sun. And if you approach your world with the integrity you've already created and you walk in there as a businesswoman, you are very, very protected. And also, you're going to be making money. Nice energies right now moving through your second house. And so my feeling is it's already in play within the next 30 days. Your financial situation is going to be resolving, and then you'll be able to pay more attention to people that you might be attracted to. You wanted to get yourself in for a nice soft landing and root a little bit, and I appreciate that. So know that you're going through two or three chapters between now and July, and that's fine. But know that everything's starting to move forward. You're in good shape here.
Two or three chapters, that means like two or three jobs again?
You're going to have a job. You're going to start to feel that you're respected there. You're going to get your confidence back. I don't know exactly where or how you're living, but there's going to be changes around your residence and changes for your health that are positive, okay? And then you're going to meet someone. So you're going through these nice chapters, as Jacqueline pointed out, this is your year.
You said something about Jupiter retrograde in the spring. I'm like, another retrograde.
Now,
we
Jupiter
have a lot
retrograde,
of retrograde
a lot of times it just means that the planets are incubating. It's going to help you to deal with your resources more effectively. Don't worry about it. Jupiter is a good news planet. When it retrogrades, it helps you look into your resources, reorganize, understand your value. No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
But you said like a change of residence. I don't want to move. You said like a residence
change? But there
change?
Can be a change around your residence and what you feel at home with in this cycle.
And that's when?
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
You have a lot of plans going through your second house of real estate. Now, your real estate...
Mm-hmm.
The most important piece of real estate you'll ever own is your physical body. You need to bring your health back where it needs to be, number one. Number two, if you're happy where you're living, you want to really invest in making it the most spectacular place to be spiritual at the end of the day, okay? And spruce it up. You don't necessarily have to move, but it's about re-feathering your nest, okay?
Yeah, I haven't been going out too much because, you know, the financial with the part-time, it's been, you know.
Right. We have to go to our next caller, so we can't hang on the phone for you. But you know what? Pick yourself up, dust yourself off. You're moving in the right direction, okay?
But you said 2018 is going to be much better. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And the
job that I was at, you know, that office one with I told you that one, that kept firing everybody, and that two other gals got fired. Yeah, it wasn't
right.
us, put
yeah,
it that
I know.
Way. They were notorious for that.
Yeah. But that's the past now, so just move forward and trust the process and keep us posted, okay?
Oh, yeah. God bless you both. I really appreciate
God
thank
bless
you
too,
so
honey.
Much, both of you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I still want to listen. Bye-bye. I still want to listen. Okay.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold, baby. No problem. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we've got 4 minutes left. You want to take one more? They've been on hold for 56 friggin' minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 863, you're on the air.
Yay, I'm on the air. This is Julia. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Hey, you're welcome.
Julia.
What's up?
Well, I have another town in mind that I'd like you to check out for me on that 1-150 scale thing. Yeah, September 16th.
In Ohio, Salem?
Yep, that's me.
Are you still there?
Yep, still here. Oh, no, I'm in Davenport, Florida. I thought you were meeting,
yeah,
so I could like get cut off. Are you still there?
I thought that. I said, no, she's not there.
You know, sometimes it'll drop and you'll be like, hello, hello, are you there?
And what's the gentleman's birthday?
Oh, no, it's a state, a town I'm looking at moving to, and I wanted you to check to see, you know, you were saying
oh.
that you had that
oh,
thing
okay.
that you
oh.
from one,
okay.
zero to
I'm
150.
I'm
going to
progress you then. Okay. All right. Hold on one moment here. Let me pull that up on screen. All
and
right.
what's the city?
It's called Destin, D-E-S-T-I-N, Florida.
Florida?
Excuse me. Yeah.
I know
it's
where
close
that is.
To Pensacola, so I don't know if
Correct.
They're close enough to be considered the same or it's in the
I
want to
see if it's within 1 degree of arc or not. Let me just take a quick peek here for you, hon. Not a problem. Happy to help. Okay.
Thank you for squeezing
I know.
Me in.
I have several
that.
Friends that are in Destin.
Oh, cool. Really?
Let's see here. Yeah. And... All right, let's look at the scores for you. Let's see what shows up here. Wow. You'll find your tribe there, that's for sure.
Ooh.
It usually goes from 0 to 150. Your detailed mm-hmm. friendship and family map is 642, completely off the graph. Wow.
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 Wow, that's
Let
crazy.
Me look at where you are right now, though, too, in case you're doing this.
Okay.
I want to see what the scores are where you are right now, too, so we can make a comparison, because
okay.
I think that's good to do. Let me just take a peek.
Okay.
See, Davenport, friendship and family is only friggin' 54. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You need to move.
Wow.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. I so agree with that, okay? It does make a difference, and where it makes a difference is it puts Uranus from your ninth house to your tenth house, which is a nicer placement for it, okay? It really helps along with finding that foundational. The people that you do things with are going to help inspire you. That's what come they're talking about this tribe, that Aphrodite was talking about this tribe thing, is because great inspiration can come from destiny. I think it's a go for you. I would say yes, do it.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's funny because last time I called, I had asked about Charleston, South Carolina, and that was a 635. So this one is even higher than that, with being 642. So, and plus it's
and
closer,
less expensive
you know,
to move too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, at least I don't have to leave the state, you know. So
you can still keep
cool.
in touch with certain people, but you're going to up the ante, and that is where
yeah.
it needs to be. Okay?
Awesome.
And
I like
many
that.
Blessings to you. We're going to be signing off the
Thank
air
you.
And keep us posted,
okay?
Okay. God bless.
All right. Thanks so much, ladies.
Good luck.
Oh, you're welcome. Our pleasure. So tell them where you can find them, Jacqueline.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
540-400-0110. Many blessings. Happy New Moon. Good night.
Have a good week.